is Radio Freedom.
Welcome to Show 16. We got some Janet, we got some very nice dub, we got some krautrock. Roll up, roll up, roll up, getting while they're up, getting while they're up.
This is a radio crash on pirates allied. Holding your living room, cashing in the bill of rights. This is a radio crash on pirates allied. This is a radio crash.
Hello and welcome to Show 16. Hope you're all well. I've been aiming to do a show quicker than now, but I've been planning this show for ages and life has gotten away. I've been doing loads of work and not getting paid for it, so that's my life for you. I've learnt the meaning of the word 2 week in arrears. Let's just say that. So I've done loads of work, but I'm poor. I don't really understand how that works. So I hope all of you are well. I've got a nice show for you today. I'm going to do some stuff from the Janet redesign of a decade. We've got a dub mix coming up for you. And later on, we won't have History of Mashups as part of the show, as promised. I've decided to make it a separate show. You'll get the show if you subscribe to the blog, or if you actually subscribe to the feed. I'm not going to post that on all the message boards, because it will just duplicate all of my work, which is one of the reasons why I didn't do it before, but it makes sense, because that was what was making the show very, very long, and was also delaying the show, because I'd spend ages trying to do the prep for History of Mashup separately, when I've actually recorded the rest of the show, and the show's there sitting there getting older and older and getting less current. So that will be very shortly, and it will be about the history of krautrock music. It's going to be called Krautrock Idol, and I will explain in the show what that's about. So, I'm going to start with a track from Redesign of a Decade, which is celebrating 10 years of Janet Jackson's Design of a Decade being released, which is like a best-of compilation, and it's by our sister Forum Magic, and you have to go listen to it. I'll give the URL after this. This is Earworms, Headlong Down a Dark Black Hole, and it's a mix of Black Cat and Nine Inch Nails, if you believe that.
wash away.
That was Earworm with Headlong Down the Dark Hole. I think I spied a little bit of Underworld in there, Dark and Long. There's Black Cat by Janet, and of course Nine Inch Nails' Head Like a Hole, which I always remember someone describing Trent Reznor as being like a little kid. You know, like those little kids you get at school, you know, like sort of 10-year-old or 12, just suddenly learn some naughty words. And he says, head, you know, says, fist fuck, you know, on those early albums. It's like, it's just like a little kid. It's like, fist fuck, I can say fist fuck, everyone. Anyway, but it's a very, very good album. It's, you've got, let's see who's on there. You've got Party Ben, Earworm, regulars on the show. You've got Chaos Productions, again, played them on the show. You've got Soul Coffin, hello Phil. You've got DJ Trip, although I'm not totally sure if he knows he's part of it. Long story. But who else is on that? DJ Senius, I think I'll be playing a track from him later on. Andrew Herring, very, very good track from him. Again, I'll be playing that at some point. Oh, and DJ Brody. And I have to say thank you to DJ Brody for sending me that track, because at the moment, the download of that track is a bit broken. If you want to... I'm sure it'll be fixed very soon. If you want to download all of those tracks and more, which I've probably all forgotten, loads and loads of people, and they're all going to kill me, you can download it at... Oh, Lenlo as well. You can download it at http://www.djjayr.com/janet.html. So that's DJJR, spelt djjayr.com/janet.html. Of course it will be on the blog, because you're thinking, how many J's is that? And I do it all the time, because I have to type it, because it's a magic forum, hasn't got a URL yet. But yeah, it's a very good album. I highly recommend it. It's very eclectic. I know you're probably thinking, oh god, not another remix album. There's been millions of them. There's been London Booted, there's been Park Splice, there's been Chemicals Remix, there's been Prodigy Remix times two. But actually, it's very, very good, believe me. It's and also, it benefits from not being remixing white, middle class, sort of over the hill people. I think it really does benefit from actually remixing someone different, and someone who's actually more of a sort of R&B dance field. So I'm now going to play some I'm now going to play some dub. The reason for that is because everything's been very frenetic around here. I've been playing very kind of heavy things, and I thought it was about time that I played something that was a little bit more chilled. And I thought I'd been planning a dub section for a long, long time. So I hope you enjoy this.
Time is the master, and time can be a disaster. So I want you to stop.
You big disgrace, kicking your can over the place.
Sing. We will rock you.
Sing it.
Your can all over the place,
and we will
rock you.
Sing it,
sing it. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
Check out with jamming and ting. Love is all I bring. In a khaki suit and ting. Now pop no style.
Sing it, sing it.
You're a young man, hormone shown street. Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face. A big disgrace. Waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Develops.
That was the dub mix, and that little bit at the end there was a shout out from DJ Trip from Base 211 Productions, base211.com. So thank you, Trip, for that. And before that, you had, he's read out the grand list, you had the Kleptones juxtaposed with Rhythm, which is Super Free Animals juxtaposed with You with a Rhythm background. Okay, I'll own up, that was a dancehall rather than dub, and I do know the difference, but I love it so much I put it in there anyway. Yeah, genres here. fair, who wants this? And that's from their Rinse mix. Before that was Lou and Placido, Kids Rock, which is Althea and Donna with Queen, We Will Rock You, with also the Kids. I think it's just called The Kids or Kids Will Rock You. Cause that's an old one. That's a classic boot. So I'll probably put it into the new classic boots section we've got on Mutant Pop now. If you drop into www.mutantpop.net, there's actually a section called Classic Boots. It's members only, but at the moment there's a bootleg by, or mashup. I keep telling myself, say mashup, not bootleg. Most people know mashup's name now. Bastard Pop, stuff. There's a Conway mashup and there is a Freelance Hellraiser mashup. They're very rock based, but I'll probably drop that one in there. And before that was from a great album. It's Pink Floyd, A Dub Side of the Moon, which is That's Time by the Easy All Stars. And I have to say thank you to I'd heard of it before, but thank you to Mark and the Who Boys for playing that to me a while back. I had to track it down. And the other tracks will be played. Oh, yes. They will be played. Oh, yes. I hope you enjoyed that. Now I'm going to play... I've been sort of rootling. Is that a word? I've been rootling around the internet trying to find various odd things because I was interested in Snuggles people. And there's this whole Snuggles list and Snuggles Masonic Lodge of funny handshakes and funny samples. And I want to be a part of it. So if there's anybody out there who's part of the Snuggles list, I want to be your friend. They're basically fans of Negative Land. They're named after the track, the UT track, where you've got Kasem saying, "Fuck Snuggles." So that's who they are. So they did the Droplift, or they're involved with the Droplift project, which is dropping CDs. What they did is they recorded loads of, they would probably call it more culture jamming or cut-ups. It kind of edges into the mashup scene, but it's more Negative Land, that sort of Plunderphonics, that kind of world. And they were actually dropping those into record shops and actually getting people to buy them, which is quite funny. And from that I got onto a few other sites. And you must download, you can download the whole of the Droplift project at droplift.org. There's people like Quiet American Workshop Radio Project, which I'm going to play now. There's loads of people. Some I've heard of, some I haven't, but they're all good. Some very, very strange. They've got some running joke about lesbian techno, which I don't understand. But this one is by Workshop Radiophonic, who got into a lot of trouble for some of their music. But this is probably, if you'd like the RX boot I played, this is probably for you. I think you'd like this.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably Tennessee, that says, "Fool me once, shame on you. But fool me, you can't get fooled again." Fool me, you can't get fooled again. Shame on, shame on, shame on, shame on. Fool me once.
Armageddon.
Cool, we can't get cool again. Shame on, shame on, shame on, shame on. Fool me once.
Armageddon.
Cool, we can't get cool again. Shame on, shame on, shame on, shame on. Fool me once.
Armageddon.
Cool, we can't get cool again. Shame on, shame on, shame on, shame on.
But I was only trying to retrieve the gerbil.
So you look here now. Got the rippy rhyme bing blow. Get the line straight, man.
Dapper man.
You're dapper like peanut butter on the pan.
And man, that shit is good. Come on, W. Get the line straight. You're disgracing my home state.
Shame on you.
Cut out, snake.
In Nashville, the president tried to keep up the pressure.
Shame on you.
Ready?
In Nashville, the president tried to keep up the pressure.
He ain't doing a fucking thing. It's just
shame on you.
In Nashville, the president tried to keep up the pressure.
Shame on you.
I think it's Dean Martin.
Get fooled, we can't get fooled again.
And Jerry Lewis with him, we were David Bell, you cocksucker.
I pushed a cardboard tube to his rectum and slipped ragged our gerbil in, he explained. As usual, Kiki shouted out, Armageddon! My cue that he'd had enough.
In Nashville, the president
tried to retrieve ragged, but he wouldn't come out again, so I peered into the tube and struck a match, thinking the light might attract him.
Shame on you.
At a hushed press conference, a hospital spokesman described what happened next.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once.
Igniting Mr. Tomaszewski's hair and severely burning his face.
Shame.
It also set fire to the gerbil's fur and whiskers, which in turn ignited a larger bucket of gas.
We can't get fooled again.
So that is.
That's the line of the show right here.
It'll make you shit.
I love that track so much. You should definitely check out the workshop radiophonic. It's spelled work like we ye olde worky shop. So it's workshop with two E's, worky shop radiophonic with a K. I think it's www.wrp.com or wrp.org. I will find out. I do have the URL, but I know if I start looking on, it sounds like I'm really lazy, but actually what happens is that, you know, the little pops that you get during my playing, they'll get a lot more worse, and it suddenly starts sounding like time stretching as soon as I actually tried to look it up on the internet. That's my excuse. And it's a very, very good album. It's called Step Into the PM. There's several of his tracks, or her tracks. It could be her, I don't know. I think it's a group of people. I think there's something to do with college radio, because I think they got into serious trouble. And they've got a sort of call sign of WRP, and I think it's WRP.com. And check out droplift.org as well. And also there's Smiggle Snuggles 2 as well, which should be linked off droplift.org. And that's well worth getting as well. Anyway, I'm going to go back to the Janet redesign of a decade CD now and play a couple of tracks from that, because one track really doesn't do it justice. It's very varied and it's going cheap. Also, it's for charity. I forgot to mention that it's for AIDS HIV charity. I did actually suggest to JR, who's running the project, that he should do breast cancer. Because the whole Nipplegate thing. But I, seriously, I do think that it's important because I think the whole state of what's happening in America with Michael Jackson and also the whole Nipplegate thing, I've been hearing bits and pieces about people now getting offended at bottoms being shown, and it sounds like it's getting very silly over there. So she's been caught in the flak of that, and I don't think that's fair. So I'm going to play a track by Andrew Herring called Nasty Subway.
Ladies, midnight in the subway, I'm my mind. Fuck me better. Cover me with you. Mark me yours. I'm thinking of you. And what you do to me. I'm thinking of you. And what you do to me.
DJ Senius with When I Think of Your Rope Burn, which is obviously When I Think of You. His own poetry, he does this really cool sort of poetry speaking, you know, sort of. I don't know how personal songs are. I've inquired, and he reserves his right to be for his artistry to be. Come from different places, so he won't be drawn on that question, which is fair enough. But I do prefer his kind of poetry, sort of more kind of like him sort of performing over a track. He has quite nice boots as well, but I do actually prefer those. There's a very good track called Curtain Call, which is on Strangely Familiar website, which I will feature at some point because I really think it's very, very good. And before that was Andrew Herring with Nasty Subway, which is of course Nasty by Janet, with I don't know what the track is, I assume it's called Subway. damn get out clause. Yes, it's called Subway. A few thank yous. I'm keeping the podstivation level down a little bit, but and I've been very remiss on my ego surfing. I have not been surfing around finding out who's been linking to this show. It's, you know, I haven't been checking my referral logs. It's terrible. How can my id cope? But what I've been doing is I noticed that Bicycle Mark is a fan of the show and has used a few clips and stuff, which is fine. And I'll link to him from the blog because I can't remember his URL. It is basically, it's 1:30 in the morning and I've got to work tomorrow. So to give you some kind of a, you know, setting. And so I'm a little bit fried and I can't remember. So thank you for that. Thank you for the kind words. It's always slightly embarrassing, but it's very nice. The other thing is Whole Wheat Radio. Thank you for reading my email, Jim. Glad you liked that email. Who else was there? Oh yes, and a very much belated shout out to thescout.net. It's one of these things, it's very embarrassing when you actually come across people going, oh, I really like your show, and it's like from January, and you think, shit. You know, you feel really bad that you didn't spot it. And that's one of those. And so I'm glad that I'm glad you like the show. Oh, and Brian from Coverville as well, thank you for mentioning me on his interview in Podcast Alley. I say it's kind of like I'm going to blush on air, but of course you won't see it because you can't see. Anyway, probably a good thing. Really is a actually no, it is a very good thing. State of my room. So I'm going to play out. I've just seen. It's not often, and there's not really real reviews here, but it's not often that I actually see a film that I think that is just amazingly beautiful and incredibly touching. It's, you know, most of the time, and I watched Dawn of the Dead, wasn't that great, the remake, but I also borrowed Spirited Away. Now, I feel like I'm way behind on this, but I feel a bit better when I did some research that it came out in Japan in 2001 as the biggest grossing film of all time. Apparently 6% of the population saw it. It's anime, and by Studio Ghibli, but it's kind of a bit of a co-production. I think it's all done by Studio Ghibli, but there's some transferring and some, it's been distributed by Disney, but it seems like Disney has had very little sort of dealings with it, which is as good in my book, because Disney should keep away from most things. But it's a very, very beautiful film. It came out here as a guest, because I was thinking, that's strange, 2003 Oscars. I'm sure it didn't come out in 2003. It came out here in 2004 for some reason. It came out very, very late. So it's just come out on DVD, or it's been out for DVD for a while. And I really recommend, if you can go and borrow it, beg for it, steal it, whatever your conscience can afford. Go and see that movie. It's very touching. It's very beautiful, and it's not for children. Well, it is for children, but it's as Miyake. I feel like I'm way behind on this, but I felt a bit better when I did some research that it came out in Japan in 2001 as the biggest grossing film of all time. Apparently 6% of the population saw it. It's anime, and by Studio Ghibli. But it's kind of a bit of a co-production. I think it's all done by Studio Ghibli, but there's some transferring and some, it's been distributed by Disney. But it seems like Disney has had very little sort of dealings with it, which is as good in my book, because Disney should keep away from most things. But it's a very, very beautiful film. It came out here as a guest, because I was thinking, that's strange, 2003 Oscars. I'm sure it didn't come out in 2003. It came out here in 2004 for some reason. It came out very, very late. So it's just come out on DVD, or it's been out for DVD for a while. And I really recommend, if you can go and borrow it, beg for it, steal it, whatever your conscience can afford. Go and see that movie. It's very touching. It's very beautiful, and it's not for children. Well, it is for children, but it's Miyake. I might have got that wrong. Miyake, as the guy who actually directed it said, it's for 10-year-olds, and those were once 10-year-olds. But it's such a touching movie. I recommend go and see it. And I want to play you the play out song from it. Which is, of course, in Japanese, but I'll read you some of the lyrics afterwards. It's a beautiful song. If I get this right. Now, I don't know if we have any Japanese listeners. I think we do. Through Hoop Boys. But let me translate some of the lyrics here. It's a song called Always With Me. Of course, I'll just let you know. It's by... Well, it's otherwise known as It's Sumu Nanda Demo. and it's by Yumi Kimura and Wakako Okaku, which I'm probably totally got wrong there. Sorry if I've insulted someone in Japanese. And the lyrics go, well, part of the lyrics go, as I bid farewell, my heart stops in tenderness I feel. My silent, empty body begins to listen to what is real. The wonder of living, the wonder of dying, the wind, the town, and the flowers, we all dance with one unity. Somewhere a voice calls in the depth of my heart, keep on dreaming your dreams, don't ever let them part. Why speak all your sadness or of life's painful woes? Instead, let the same lips sing a gentle song for you. The whispering voice we never want to forget, in each passing memory, always there to guide you. When a mirror has been broken, shattered pieces scattered on the ground, glimpses of new life reflected all around. Window of beginning, stillness, new light of the dawn, let my silent, empty body be filled and reborn. No need to search outside, nor sail across the sea, because here shining inside of me, it's right inside me. I found a brightness, it's always with me. And you're probably thinking, oh, soppy old git. I just love that song. It just kind of, I think the song struck me. I was thinking, what is that? You know, I heard it on the credits and thinking, you know, it's a beautifully visually, and it's also a very touching film. And the lyrics strike home quite a lot, especially the ones going on about the wind, the town, the flowers are all dancing one unity. That certainly goes into the whole pagan creed of the fact that everything's linked. And certainly, I bid farewell, my heart stops in tenderness, I feel my silent, empty body begins to listen to what is real. The idea that sometimes when everything stops, you actually notice what's going on more than when you're rushing around trying to run around and do things. I just think it's a beautiful song and moves me quite a lot. And as I say, you're probably thinking, sobby old kid. So that wraps it up for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. You can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net, and you can get the show notes, which are probably very, very much needed, for links to the songs and various horrible HTML links I've got wrong throughout the show, at http://www.mutantpop.net/radioclash. So thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed History Mashups, which is about krautrock, which is called Krautrock Idol. And I just hope I show you that it's not just Kraftwerk. This is a krautrock. In fact, krautrock isn't krautrock, but anyway. And I'll speak to you soon.